Another year has gone by in the wake of an eye. I ask myself, where did it go? It seems like yesterday I saw a reindeer and sleigh and heard Santa laugh, oh ho ho. But in the past year, one memory I hold dear of your love that's so kind and true. And all that I ask, like those years in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. You won't have to shop in Macy's, New York, for a gift tied with ribbons of blue. All that I ask, like the ones in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. It doesn't seem so long since our first Christmas morn, when there was just you and me. As each boy and each girl came into our world, old Santa came into it too. Our children are grown with kids of their own. Once more there's just you and me. And all that I ask, like those years in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. You won't have to shop in Macy's, New York, for a gift tied with ribbons of blue. All that I ask, like the ones in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. All that I ask, like the ones in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you.
Late great Big Tom McBride, and another bit of country and Irish there, to spend one more Christmas with you. Now, a song that I played only a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Sonny Noll's version of this song, but yesterday I came across this version by Charlie Lansbury. Now, I don't know if you remember Charlie. We used to play a lot of Charlie Lansbury in the early days of Sounds Irish. A man who hails from Birkenhead, which is on the other side of the River Mersey from Liverpool, but has been very, very popular in Ireland. His big hit was My Forever Friend. Now, here, once again, a recording of a live performance as Charlie asks us, how can you buy Killarney?
This little song I used to sing to me lad who's in the crowd tonight, I'll embarrass him now, when he was only a baby and he's now 28. An American landed on Erin's Green Isle. He gazed on Killarney with a rapturous smile. How can I buy it? He said to the guide. I'll tell you how, with a smile, he replied. How can you buy all the stars in the sky? How can you buy two blue Irish eyes when you can purchase a fond mother's heart? Then you can buy Killarney. Nature bestowed all her gifts with a smile. The emerald, the shamrock, the bar. When you can buy all those wonderful beautiful things, then you can buy Killarney. Over in Killarney, many years ago, there's a song my mother sang me in a voice so sweet and low, just a simple Irish ditty in her sweet old fashioned way, and I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today.
For the price of one there. Well, it is Christmas. Charlie Lansborough. First of all, how can you buy Killarney and then an Irish lullaby? I like the way the crowd were joining in and singing with him at the end. OK, we're going to liven it up a little bit now because we're going to yet another live performance, a recording of a live performance by the High Kings. Now, you know, I'm a big fan of the High Kings, and this is a great example in my book anyway of working so well together. The harmony is great and it's just wonderful. It all fits great together. The High Kings and the Beggar Man.
I am a little beggar man, a beggar I have been for 80 and more in this little island green. I'm known from the Liffey down to Segue, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Dew. Of all the trains that's going, Usher begging is the best, for when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest. He can beg for his dinner, he has nothing else to do, only go around the corner with his old rig-a-doo. When the rats and the cats, they were playing peek-a-boo. When who did away with the woman of the house, with a white spotty apron and her calico blouse? She began to frighten, and I said, "Boo, I don't be afraid, Mom, it's only Johnny Dew." A little flaxy-haired girl one day, good morning, little flaxy-haired girl, I did say.
morning, little beggar man, and how do you do with your rags and your tights and your old rig-a-doo? I'll buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie and a nice young lady I'll fetch by and by. I'll buy a pair of goggles and colour them blue and an old-fashioned lady I will make her too. Packed on me back, over the fields with me great heavy sack, with holes in me shoes and me toes peeping through, singing skinny-rink-a-doodle, how an old Johnny do. I must be going to bed, for it's getting late at night, the fire's all raked and out goes the light. So now you've heard the story of me old rig-a-doo, it's goodbye and God be with you, says old Johnny do.
Always guaranteed to get an audience going there. The High Kings and their version of The Beggar Man. Wasn't that a wonderful example of togetherness, vocal-wise? Well, I think so. And now it's back to our Christmas tracks again, and this time a Christmas song from the lovely voice of Anne-Marie O'Riordan. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, and I made just one wish that tomorrow you're there. T'was the night I played your song. Wish you'd come home for Christmas where you belong. T'was the night the world dressed in white. Please come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight. Was the night before Christmas, and what did I see? My dear Christmas angel, or was it a dream? In a bright flowing scarf, brushing snow from her hair, passing under my window to vanish in air. T'was the night, t'was the you'd come home for Christmas where you belong. T'was the night the world dressed in white. Please come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight. While a vision of the morning sweetly danced in my head, I awakened to discover all that I saw instead was you. T'was the night I played your song. Wish you'd come home for Christmas where you belong. T'was the night the world dressed in white. Please come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight. I wish you'd come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight.
The lovely voice of Anne Maria O'Riordan from County Cork singing 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Now, every time I hear this next song, it makes me smile. My mother taught me this song when I was about 7 years old. I'm going to play for you John McDermott's version of the song. And, well, I'm afraid he sings it a lot better than I sang it. It's telling us all about that little bit of heaven.
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way me dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. 'Tis a dear old land of fairies and of wondrous wishing wells, and nowhere else on God's green earth have they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels loved its shamrock-bordered shore. 'Tis a little bit of a heaven, and I love it more and more. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
John McDermott and A Little Bit of Heaven. And a little bit of a sequel to that story I was telling you about my mother teaching me the song. We had just arrived in Liverpool from Dublin. I was, as I say, about seven. And I went to a school for the blind in Liverpool run by Sisters of Charity nuns, the majority of whom were Irish. And when this young lad came in and she said to me, what's your name and the usual thing? And then she said, oh, you're Irish. Can you sing a song? And I sang A Little Bit of Heaven, and the nun gave me a big hug. Ah, happy days. Apparently, I wasn't the only person who got instructions from their mother. Johnny McAvoy is telling us all about how to spell Christmas. It was taught to him by his mother.
When I was just a young boy, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child, born on Christmas Day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, I means Israel, S is for the star that shone so bright. He is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is all he stands for. S means shepherds came. And that's why there's a Christmas Day.
A very young sounding Johnny McAvoy telling us all how to spell Christmas Day. But he didn't get a hug from the nun. Now, I'm sorry, but we're still on the subject of my mother, because this was a song that she used to sing regularly. It sort of paints the picture of rural life in Ireland, and maybe in the last century, or the one before even. It's Eileen Donaghy, that girl from Northern Ireland, with a lovely lilt and a voice, telling us all about the three lovely lassies from Banyan.
There are three lovely lassies in Banyan, 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 Banyan. There are three lovely lassies in Banyan, and I am the best of them all, and I am the best of them all. And me father has 41 shillings. Of a goat and a cow, and the grass of a goat and a cow. And me mother, she says I can marry, 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 marry. And me mother, she says I can marry, and she'll leave me her bed when she dies. So I'm sending the shoes to be mended, mended, mended. bedight green, and me petticoat too bedight green. And on next Sunday morning I'll meet him. Shall be dressed like a queen, and I shall be dressed like a queen. There are three lovely lassies in Benyon, 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 Benyon. There are three lovely lassies in Benyon, and I am the best of them all, and I am the best of them all.
Oh, yes, Eileen Donaghy there. And there's a great line in that. My mother, she says I can marry, and she leave me her bed when she dies. I certainly am in a reminiscent mood this week, am I not? Well, friends, a few moments ago I played you a track from my favourite female Irish vocalist, Anne Marie O'Riordan. I'm now going to play you a track from my favourite male vocalist. In fact, I think this is the best voice that's come out of Ireland for many, many a year. Regular listeners will know, of course, I'm speaking of Ronan Tynan. Ronan has made some wonderful tracks and now lives in the United States. I'm going to play for you a Christmas track from Ronan Tynan, his version of Mary's Boy Child. Listen to this voice.
So the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Art thou here, the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing, the music seems to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They find no place to born a child, nor a single room in sight. Art thou here, the angels sing, king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. And by they find a nook in a stable long forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Art thou here, the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
is magnificent, in my book anyway, and I'm hoping in the next few weeks to get my hands on some more material of Ronan Tynan, his version of Mary's Boy Child. Now, this next track I play regularly on Sounds Irish. It's the lovely, beautiful voice of Anne Breen. I just want to relate something to you that happened yesterday. One of the joys in my life, as I think I've told you on the programme many times, is to entertain in the local nursing homes, retirement homes, rest homes, call them what you will. And I bring my keyboard down and we spend an hour and a half singing all the old songs. Yesterday, I went down for a little Christmas party down in a local nursing home here in my hometown of Bray. And we started the usual sing-along stuff. And then this man came and he said, "Joe, I'd like to sing a song." He said, "My wife isn't here today, she's gone to God. But this was the song that we used to sing together." And when he started to sing it, and, well, a lump came in my throat then, because it's a song that I love as well. This is Anne Breen and her interpretation of the song, "I'll Be Your Sweetheart." I remember my dad with this one. Breen and "I'll Be Your Sweetheart." Just talking there, as we were, about songs that will be sung at Christmas hoolies all over the world where Irish people are concerned. This one will certainly be sung. Listen to the Barleycorns version.
"Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from Glen to Glen and down the mound. sight. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you, 'tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Daddy boy, oh, Daddy boy, I love you so. But if you come and all the flowers are, I am dead, as dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave. And I shall hear those soft you tread above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be. And then you'll kneel and tell me that you love. Shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Barleycorn and their interpretation of Danny Boy. And what appealed to me about that is the simplicity of the whole presentation. It's just as if you were at a party and you said, "Come on, Paddy, give us a song." And he stands up and he sings it just like that. Danny Boy.